Roadside is where you'll find a collection of his new stuff. Billy Idol, man, that's just insanely good, ain't it? It's called Bitter Taste on 95.5 KLOS.
Love having new music from Billy Idol.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Love that so much.
He's done so well. And always doing live shows and incredibly entertaining live shows.
It is 95.5 KLOS, yeah. Southern California.
Welcome!
Station. Kevin and Slugga.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine.
There's a cake outside.
There's a cake and a whole bunch of humans right outside the studio door. Keith! French fries! It's finally paid off.
Here's what happened. Somebody else was hired after me.
Right.
And they had a giant cake.
Right outside our door.
Yes.
And everybody was partying.
A big celebration. Yep. Everybody was partying.
Right outside our door.
So to be funny, I stepped out. And by the way, I started in... When? February? When nobody was here.
Right, yeah.
So, of course, I did.
Empty building.
So, I shouted at everybody, nobody got me an effing cake!
Which, of course, sent me into hysterics, but a lot of people were like, oh, goodness.
As a total joke.
Because that's how we are.
And today, they have a cake outside.
A huge cake with our faces
on it.
And french fries, because...
And there's french fries.
Insisting, french fries!
Keith,
french
fries!
Keith! He's brought cake, man.
Oh, wow.
Did you want cake?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks. Who doesn't eat cake?
Psychos. Psychos. You're learning every day that I'm crazier than you ever thought.
This is the end of... What is this, Keith? This is the end of our relationship.
That's who made the cake.
Oh, this is who made the cake.
And it's so cool.
Projectsbyclaudia.com.
Projectsbyclaudia.com. Because it looks like a bunch of french fries on top.
Who does it?
But
it
they're
is.
Actually cake.
It's cake french fries. Yeah. And then there's a separate section where they actually have a bunch of large McDonald's french fries.
Yep. Yep.
So us yelling pays off.
Yes. That's dangerous.
Keith, new car.
Keith, new house. Keith, right. Prostitute.
Coming up on today's show. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but I made a discovery that I do need a microphone system for my car.
Oh, you're kidding. It didn't come with one? In your new car?
No.
It sucks.
I mean to talk to traffic.
Oh!
A loudspeaker out of my car to talk
to
traffic.
Good looking. Yes. I'll be back to pick you up real soon.
Almost like that, yeah.
You've just never gotten past that dream.
I haven't.
I know. We never got.
I saw a very funny Instagram, and it just rekindled the fire.
Nice.
So I ordered one on Amazon. Oh, anyway,
sweet.
So that's coming up today. Elon Musk is now building robots.
Great.
Not sure that's great.
No.
A guy got a tattoo of a barcode.
Hmm. That's, yeah, you know.
On his arm.
That's kind of cool. What does it scan?
And it works. It scans his vaccination history.
Oh, get out of
here. And so people scan it, and he just walks in.
I love that.
It's a tattoo.
That's awesome.
It's awesome for 2 years until we don't need to prove it
anymore. Well, it'll be a collector's item.
And Bridezillas are always still around.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I found a new great letter.
Oh, nice. Oh, no.
From the bride-to-be to all the people in the wedding party.
You can all burn in hell.
And it's all insulting as hell. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. I'm going to eat some cake.
Yeah, eat some
cake. You're a monster!
I am. I'm going to eat the french fries on top, though. Me! I should have told you when I played Volbeat just a few minutes ago.
You should have.
Yeah, that we have Volbeat tickets. Just played their new one, Wait a Minute, My Girl, Damn Good Stuff. And they're going to be doing a show at the Hollywood Palladium October 10th. And those tickets going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster. But, Ox... We've got tickets already for
yes,
that show.
Do.
And we'll hand them out next time you hear us play Volbeat sometime between now and 6. Be caller 13.
You know who? You know how fashion trends
well said.
Change quickly?
Yes, quite rather.
I've been having quite the texting conversation with many friends over Crocs.
Oh, you refuse to give up those Crocs.
I just, it's funny. It's funny to me more than anything.
Sure, of course.
That people hate them so much. Pretty comfortable though.
You live.
Also, I'm not a fashion guy.
I don't know, dude. Right now, you're wearing a sweater with just a t-shirt with a little stain on it.
Looking pretty hot. Stain. Yeah. I'm going to start marketing those.
Exactly what I wear all the time. Looking good.
Here's jeans that look like you've peed your pants. It's a new trend.
Wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm. It's a brand called Wet Pants Denim.
Come on, you're screwing around.
And they look like this.
Oh, my God. Showing me a picture now of a gentleman who clearly
it looks like he peed
loose.
His pants because it's much darker right around that area as if it's wet.
So is this in case you're prone to and not wanting to wear the diapers yet?
No.
It's just for the halibut. It's because it's brassier.
It started in 2019, and they're selling jeans that you can buy that permanently look like you've wet yourself.
So this is what caused the pandemic, isn't it? This right here.
It's very
somehow
possible.
This is what started it.
So I thought we would talk to the person behind it. Wouldn't that be fascinating?
Absolutely.
We have on the Heineken 00 hotline the CEO of Wet Pants. I believe it's Patrice Fagua.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I am Patrice Fagua.
Hi there.
Designer and CEO of Wet Pants.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and it is so wonderful to have you have me on. Thank you so much for me and my pants.
Sure, it's no problem. Now, these pants, are they selling?
Yes. Oh, they're selling so fast. Everyone loves them so much.
Everyone.
Because of all the attraction people are getting on the interwebs.
Right, but I mean, I think it's more of an oddity, no?
No, it's wonderful because many people like go pee-pee pants.
Right.
But they don't want to be wet all the time walking around wet because chafing and stuff.
Right, but I think more people wouldn't want it to show. Like, if you had pants that didn't show people wet themselves.
Yeah, I'm thinking the last time I wet myself was 10 minutes ago. I mean, when I was like 4 years old, and I did my damnedest to make sure none of my classmates or whatever noticed. So
some people like the look of wet. You go wet in your pants, and everyone look at you, and they say, oh, look at me and my bulbous region where all of my genitals are.
So it's really a way of dragging the eye down to...
Yes, of course. You look at jeans all the same color. You don't see the eye go right to the penis area now. It's that whole thing.
But then you're generally sort of mocked and pushed and
right, once
laughed
the eye
at.
The eye goes down there, then it's embarrassing, no?
Yeah, because they're thinking...
Come on, there's no such thing as bad attention. Don't you have Instagram?
Well, he makes a point
there. The tick and talk.
We do have the tick and talk, yes.
I just
everyone
have the talk.
Everyone loves, just look at me. It doesn't matter reason.
Well, I do look pretty
why
terrible.
We make so many products for people desperate for any kind of attention. Besides wet pants, we also have, you ever wear a baseball cap?
A baseball cap, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You take off the baseball cap, you have hat hair.
Hat hair, right?
Okay.
Yes, now we make a hat made completely out of hair with your hair sticking up. You say hat of hair, it's hat hair.
I can't find that, but I know that people can actually. I know that people can actually find these wet pants. They really do exist, but
how many of those have you sold?
Yes.
We have sold well over one.
Oh, well over one. Wow.
Well,
so you're well on your way.
It is. I'm going Shark Tank soon, I think. We also have poopy pants, of course. The next level is poopy pants.
Right.
Makes you look like you have a poopy in the back end of pants, but it's just a cotton, don't worry.
Does it have any extra smell, fragrance attached to it, either one of them?
It comes with or without smell. Oh. You can buy a canister of smell.
No.
If that is something you like.
No, I produce that myself.
Yeah, I mean, this just sounds like stuff that you generally want to do behind closed doors, not in public.
I'm sorry, did you say also?
Also, yes.
Also, yes, we also have the pit shirts for the pit. Wetness of underarms.
Pit shirts, okay.
Yes, also available, fragrance or null fragrance.
Right.
For the ladies, we have the Milky Way dress.
Okay.
Make it look like your nipples are leaking. You don't need baby to have nipple leakage. It's a new world we live in.
It is.
Boy, that is true.
It's a new world we live in. Yeah, sure.
What about you?
I don't want to say I hate you.
Somebody got to know.
That seems strong.
That seems fair.
But Sluggo does this all the time, where he'll say something that makes no sense, and then the next thing, it'll come up in the lyrics of the song.
2 seconds later, someone sings it.
Super annoying.
Woohoo! Mission accomplished.
Very annoying.
Gotcha.
So this morning we were going to record another. We're doing our great news again.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Great
you
news
and
with Kevin and Mike.
Mike. Yeah. Very cool.
With Mike Catherwood. Yes. And you can find it on YouTube. Just search Great News with Kevin and Mike.
It's cheerful stories. It's good stories. It's human stories that don't suck.
They actually make you think that there might still be good people out there.
So you're lying to people, in other words.
No, how dare you? It's just they don't get the coverage.
No, that's cool. That's great.
So we were going to start at 10:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Get going. And
your old shift would have been over by then.
That's true, yes.
That's weird, huh?
So I got up and I set up the camera and I set up everything like it's supposed to go and it's supposed to work and everything's going to be great.
Uh-oh.
And then I can't find my AirPods.
Ah.
And I need my AirPods so I can hear and so I can talk.
Sure.
Both.
Did you check your butt?
I didn't check my butt.
How about under the couch?
Did I check everywhere else? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No. Oh, dear.
Did I tear my place apart? Yes. Yes, I did.
I love that feeling.
Did I look under a couch?
Mm-hmm.
Chair?
Mm-hmm. Under grandma?
Bed? Yep.
Attic?
Bathroom? Toilet bowl?
Did you really check your toilet bowl?
Listen.
Please say you did.
Listen.
Please lie.
When you run out of actual places to look.
You start looking at ridiculous
then
places.
You go, well, if it's nowhere that I would think of, it must be somewhere that
you
I'm not.
You did check your toilet
of.
Bowl.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. What if it was in there?
Because.
What would you have done?
I mean, there are two of them, so it would have surprised me if they were in there because because they shouldn't both fall out at the same time and me not know.
No, the only thing that should be in Kevin's toilet bowl is snakes. As we know.
Right.
That's the only thing that belongs in there at
that's
all.
My dream. So now it's 10:15, 10:20, 10:25, and I can't find my AirPods.
Right.
Which is why I didn't get them in the first place. I didn't get them in the first place because I knew I would lose them.
Really? You're not one of these people like myself that has a place for everything and everything in its place.
I do have a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
However,
not everything in its place.
If they're not in that place,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Sure.
Like I have plan A.
Right.
And then all hell breaks loose after that. If it's not in the right place,
right.
Then they don't exist. So I look at my daughter's room, nothing there, closet.
Mm-hmm.
How could they possibly have gotten there?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Crawl in there.
10:35, now I'm 5 minutes late.
Come on.
And I can't for the life of me figure out where my AirPods could have gone.
But Psycho Mike is tapping his feet, just like the Roku thing when it's rebooting.
So then I got my phone out and turned it on, and I hear boop, beep.
Oh, no. What are you saying to me?
You were
wearing them?
They were in my ears. For the entire search.
That's awesome.
They were in my ears.
That rules.
My AirPods were in my ears.
Whilst you looked for them.
Forever.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And they always fall out, but now, no. Now I'm upside down, like looking under a bed and juggling things, and I don't know, hanging from a roof, and somehow they stay firmly put there.
I think we've all done that now where we've looked for our phone while we're talking to someone on the phone.
Because
you
want to
look something up.
Yes, I've done that as well.
What a weird, weird thing that is.
I looked for a long time when I was talking to my mom once for my phone. And I said, Mom, I got to go. I need to find my phone. And that's when it occurred to me that I was talking to my mom. So
I disown you.
I'd like to suggest that everyone does that to make myself feel better.
Oh, yeah, please. I'm sure we will. We're all heading that way.
So
towards Kevinism. Slowly moving towards Kevinism.
I don't like
you
it.
You heard an example of me today.
Yes,
saying
that's
the Bob Newhart Airport.
That is true. And I'm not positive how that came back on me, but it did somehow.
Oh, of course. Naturally.
So here's the topic. Mm-hmm. You were looking for something that you physically had.
Oh, man, that's
maybe
awesome.
It was a pair of glasses on the top of your head.
Right.
You're looking all over for your glasses, but you had them.
Mrs. Richards.
Maybe it's your wallet and you have it in your shorts or pants pocket for those of you that are adults. And you just don't catch it the first
sure.
time or whatever. You have it on you. You actually literally have whatever you're looking for in your possession.
The whole time you're looking. Did you tell Mike this? Yeah, I had to have told Mike.
I did, yeah.
And I'm sure he was very...
Oh, he loves it. Mike loves that stuff. So let's take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS if you lost something that you were in possession of the whole time.
And here's the guy we are giving tickets away to when you play our precious little high-low game this week. Why are they trying to dehydrate me at this place? They refuse to have water in the machine.
There's almost nothing in the machine.
They're killing us,
it's
man.
Like the we're pandemic again.
Actually, there was plenty. I was the only one in the building.
Oh,
I had
nice.
My the run of the place.
Nice.
All the booze and... no booze, that's for sure.
Yeah,
no
booze. Booze.
No booze.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. I lost my AirPods today for a long time and found out they were in my ears. And
while you looked for them for 25 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
So the question is, you lost something that you had the whole time. You have a story like that?
I was at a Chili's restaurant, and I was leaving the restaurant. Went out to my car and I couldn't find my phone. It was in my pocket the whole time, but I couldn't find it. I go back into the restaurant. They had already cleaned the table, and I was ready to start accusing of them when they said that there was no phone there. I was fixing to go ape on them, and then I reach in my back pocket or feel in my back pocket, and I actually feel it.
Damn it. What'd you say to them?
Well, I hadn't...
you hadn't actually flown off the handle yet.
Well, I hadn't pulled it out yet, and I hadn't blown up yet. But I had already accused him of taking my phone, and I didn't have nothing to say. I just walked off. And
you didn't say I'm sorry?
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Come on.
No, I get it.
So I sucked it up and walked out.
Come on. You got to be able to say you're sorry if you're accusing someone of stealing it.
I get it.
I just walked out.
All right. Thank you for calling.
No, yeah, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You were searching for something you had the whole time?
I was searching for my prescription glasses at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them in my hand the entire time, but I was like yelling at my coworkers that nobody would help me find them, and they were laughing at me, and they let me search. They let me search for 10 minutes until I realized they were in my hand.
Your coworkers rule. Yeah. That is what they should have done.
Oh, yeah, I was so bad.
That is brilliant. That's nice. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
So it was my sunglasses, mm-hmm. and I was at work, and I usually carry my sunglasses 99% of the time on the back of my shirt.
Right.
The thing I folded on the back of my shirt, because if you have to bend over, that won't fall out. So I was in a hurry and trying to leave, shift change, and they see me walking around looking, going from like spot to spot, and I got a couple looks, and then finally I walk into the main area, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm looking for my effing sunglasses." And they're like, "What?" And I said, "My sunglasses, they're black, they're Spies, they're Logan." And they're like, "They're on your head."
Oh, why did they tell you?
Yeah, they should have let you kept searching. They should have helped you search.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you for calling. I like coworkers who don't really
same
assist.
Do not help.
818-955-KLOS. You had it on you forever, but you were looking for it.
We started this hour talking about me looking for my AirPods for 20 minutes and not being able to find them when they were in my ears.
Well, of course you can't find them. They're in your ears.
So you were searching for something that you had control of the whole time.
This may not be the all-time greatest, but I had my keys to my truck in my right hand.
Right.
And so I reach into my left pocket looking for my keys. They weren't in there. I swapped hands and started reaching in the other pocket.
Oh, you moved your keys to look for your keys.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome.
And then I turned around. I checked because I was wearing cargo shorts. I swapped hands again and started checking the outer pockets of the cargo shorts.
This might be the best.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then I go out to the truck. I set the keys on the dash and start looking through the truck. And then I looked over, and then they were sitting on the dash, and I was like, don't!
That is great.
Man, oh man, brains are so ridiculous. What silly instruments they are.
Correct. They fail us.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
You too. Thanks. That was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hi, you were searching for something that you had on you the whole time?
Oh, yeah. So I was looking for my phone one day, and I think I spent probably a good half hour, maybe 40 minutes, just tearing my apartment apart.
Hold on one second. Are you turning left at some point, or you got a metronome there with
He's
you?
Got his emergency lights on.
Oh, your emergency. Did you pull over on the freeway to make a call, to make this call?
Oh, they're gone.
No. I'm making a left.
Oh, okay. I guess right. Woo!
That was a long left. Well done.
Yeah. All right. So anyways.
Good call, actually.
Thanks.
So I spent probably 40 minutes, roughly that, searching for my phone, and of all the places that I didn't look, it was in the fridge.
The fridge? Why was your phone in the fridge?
I have no idea. I might have been drunk. Is that a possibility?
Oh, sure.
Sure. That's always a possibility.
That's the first drunk one so far. Uh-huh. Yeah, that has been my problem. Yeah, that's true.
That we know of.
Put things in very odd places, as it were, if you will. I was getting out of the shower and I fell. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the missing dog.
Yeah.
You were searching for something you had on you the whole time.
It was my dog.
Oh, your dog.
I was in the bedroom, but I searched the neighborhood for over 2.5 hours.
Oh, and then when you finally came in and the dog was laying there looking at you, where you been, man? What have you been doing?
Oh, I sat in the living room all bummed out and almost crying. And he started scratching on the door, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be. I've asked like 5 or 6 male persons. I'm asking all these people walking up, and have you seen a German Shepherd? Have you seen it? And I'm driving everywhere, and I get home, I'm all depressed. And he starts scratching on the bedroom door, and I'm like, oh my God.
That is fantastic.
That's beautiful. Dude, thanks for calling. Let me out of here. Why am I still in here? 818-955-KLOS. It was on you the whole time. Hey, I think we should answer some calls really quick while Kevin enjoys his impromptu snack. Kevin's having some M&M's.
KLOS, hello.
Sorry, I didn't know you were having M&M's right this second.
You're a liar.
And you were looking for what? What were you looking for? You had it on you the whole time.
TV remote.
Oh.
And you had it on you?
Had it in my hand the whole time.
Oh, man. Isn't that weird? What is wrong with them?
Love it.
Human beings, man.
I don't know. How long did you look?
Probably about 45 minutes.
What's the craziest place you looked in for it?
Your butthole?
No, but I looked underneath the bed.
It wasn't there, huh?
I find it there.
So, I mean, so when you crawled down, got down on the floor with your hands and knees, you had it in your one of your hands.
Oh, I even placed my hand in front of my face.
What do you mean you placed your hand in front of your face?
Well, because I pulled my cell phone out from my pocket to use the flashlight, and I used my hand that had the remote in it.
Oh,
this,
my God.
I mean, I got to be honest. This is worse than anything I've done.
Mm.
So it was one of the Fire Stick remotes, so it's kind of small.
Oh, well, that's different then.
All right. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Those Fire Stick ones are very small.
All right, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you, dude.
I'm not saying it doesn't add up to mine. You know, I had like 17 of them.
Right.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Today alone. Hey.
How everybody's doing?
We are good. Thank
you. Anyway, I was looking for my sunglasses Sunday, and I was at my granddaughter's, and she's 6 months old, and... her name's Luna. I went back in the house like 4 times, and everybody was just kind of grinning at me. And I'm going, where's my, you know, sunglasses? And what does Luna do? She points to my head.
Your 6-month-old granddaughter pointed to your head?
6-month-old granddaughter. Because I always go, 1, 2, 3. And she always looks at me and grins, mm-hmm. but she never points. And she pointed to my head, and I went like that, and
wow.
everybody just started cracking
wow.
up. And I hate them for doing that.
No, you hate who? Your family for laughing?
Yeah.
No, they did the right thing.
That's right. Dude, that's awesome.
All should have laughed.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot, man.
Tender love song from Tom Morello and his Rage Against the Machine, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Let's talk about internet scams that happen this time of year.
This is certainly the time of the year when they're going to steal you blind, rubber you blind.
We have our expert who we can... we have to, you know, save his identity. So we're going to call him Lulu.
Lulu, are you on the phone?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Good, we are Lulu. Good. Thank you.
So you work internet security for a well-known company, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have the general goods on what's going on out there as far as this time of year and how folk are trying to rip other folk off online.
Right, yeah. So with the holiday season on us, the online shopping's at its peak season, and consumers are buying up all the great deals, but unfortunately, like you mentioned, cyber scammers are out there looking to make a quick buck as well, you know. So while we deal with a lot of types of scams throughout the year, there's three that I'd like to bring out and mention during this holiday season for others to keep an eye on.
Yeah, okay. Please, great.
So the first one, you may have heard of it, it's called phishing. It's probably the most common. It's the art of duping people with enticing emails or even some text messages where they'll say, lo and behold, you are the winner of a $1,000 shopping spree. And you guys have probably seen these, right?
Yeah, and you have to click on them to be infected?
Right, yeah. So you'll click on them, and they'll ask you to fill out a survey,
right.
likely with your banking information, and we'll send you the money once you fill it out.
Oh, and also, so where do you hide the cash in your house, and when are you least likely to be home, and do you have a big dog?
Exactly. And that's one of the phishing attempts that we see. Other kinds of phishing attempts that we also see are your banking or credit card information may have been illegally used, and please use this link to... visit a website and enter your name and credit card to verify you purchased an item. So the people fall for this all the time
wow.
and they enter the credit card information and scammers have it.
I mean, I'm sorry. How are people still falling for that one? I mean, geez. And usually there's misspellings and weird just...
Yeah, but not always.
Not always.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, still, yeah.
So, it's looking, these emails are getting crafted and making it look very legitimate.
Right.
So if you're worried about your credit card, call your credit card company.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Instead of clicking on whatever you see in the email.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the easiest way to deal with any sort of phishing scams is pretty much, if you don't have an account with the company that they list, just delete the email or text message. They're just throwing these out there to see who bites, and if someone bites, good. But if you don't have that credit card, just delete it.
Right.
The second, if you have any doubt still, call the customer support line directly. Don't call the number listed in the email, because you'll probably get the scammer. Call the company directly. That's probably the best way to deal with phishing emails.
Do you have any information on how many people get fooled by the phishing attempts?
It's in the hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Easily during this time of year.
Wow. Yeah, because people are making a lot of weird purchases at different places, and so they think, oh, maybe I got screwed on this one. I better check it out.
Exactly. You're making so many purchases, you forget where you're purchasing items from. And usually the elderly people or people that aren't as tech savvy are the ones that fall for it.
Right.
All right. What other kinds?
So another type of scam that we see are fake websites. Kevin, and imagine you coming across an ad on social media for a pair of Crocs for $12.99. But they originally sell for $60, let's say, right? That's a great deal.
Right.
But the likelihood of you getting an authentic pair of the Crocs or receiving anything from this website is likely slim to none. So these fake websites pop up. They offer this great deal. Say, buy it now within 5 minutes or this deal goes away. Likely you're not going to get that item in the mail. And also, likely your credit card's going to be gone.
That's also sent through the email?
That's usually passed out through social media. So you'll see with ads on Twitter or even Facebook. You'll see ads like that.
In that case, that'd probably be a good thing if Kevin doesn't get another pair of Crocs. That would actually probably be good for a change.
Yeah. I look dead.
That's true.
I look dead sexy. All right. What other kind of scam?
So the last one of the top three that we usually see during this time of year are the fake charities.
And
during this time of season, we like to give to those in need, and we donate a lot during the holiday season. And now with COVID in place, a lot of places just aren't having the in-person events anymore. So they're asking for online donations. So
that is very heartbreaking for people like myself who help run a charity.
Right. Kevin actually runs a real one. He's not running the human fund. He's running a real one.
Yes, correct.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of these. So if you get solicited for donating to a charity, whether through email or social media, and it's a charity that you're not really aware of, or the website maybe looks a little shaky when you get to it, just take a minute to verify. There's websites like GuideStar.org or even Charity Navigator that will tell you if this charity is legit and gives it ratings and whatnot. So it's better to take a minute or two to check out that charity to make sure that it's a legitimate one.
So slow down a bit, basically, is the answer. Slow down and double check.
Yes, double check. Slow down, double check. And if you do become a victim of credit card fraud or even identity theft, I would suggest, I don't get paid for any of this, but it's just my expertise out there. Visit Experian or Credit Karma. There are great sites to monitor your credit, as well as get notifications of any compromises involving your information, such as your name, social security number, even email addresses.
Cool. And what was the name of those two to check out charities that look a little shaky? What was the name of the two websites that you mentioned?
GuideStar.org and Charity Navigator.
Charity Navigator and GuideStar.org. Okay, great. Cool. So how many people have you ripped off this year? Oh, wait, no, we're going to talk about that off the air.
No.
Never mind.
I did get scammed 1 year. It didn't involve an online thing, but do you have a second I could tell you?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, and then we'll take calls at 818-955-KLOS if you were scammed.
Oh, yeah.
You got scammed.
That. Yeah, we want to hear about that.
Call us and tell us about it. All right, Lulu, go ahead.
So my wife and I went to Italy quite a few years ago, and we had a taxi cab take us up at a train station. This was before smartphones, so we weren't sure where we were going, and we asked them to take us to our hotel. So we jumped in the taxi cab and drove around for about 10, 15 minutes to a bunch of narrow streets and alleys, and we ended up at our hotel finally, which was right across the street from the train station.
Ah!
Nice.
That's so irritating. That used to happen to me in New York. I would take a cab during the week, and they would drive me right to the radio station. But on the weekend, when they think there's more tourists in town, dude wanted to take these back roads.
Of course.
I'm like, dude, where are you going? Come on.
Yeah, it was a $40. It was a $40 fare when they could just walk across the street.
Oh, but, damn,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Lulu, thank you very much for the info. We always appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Happy holidays to you both, and stay safe out there on the internet.
Right on. Take care, dude. Thank you.
And if you've been scammed, 818-955-KLOS.
Well, now that we've eaten all those delicious cupcakes, I think you got to run out and get some more. Is that okay?
Sure.
Think you can do that?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
Be right back.
Cupcakes!
955-KLOS, the California's rock station.
Were you out screaming, partying? You sound like a cat used to when she'd come back from a concert.
And I do sound like that, and it's annoying. There is a Merriam-Webster has declared a word of the day.
Mm,
a word of the year.
Year, right.
Word of the year for 2021.
Right.
And a lot of words were in the running. This is just based on search.
Oh, okay. Right.
Not on groups of people that get together and figure out which one is the most important.
That would be the nerdiest group ever, which I would be happy to join.
Insurrection was one of them.
Insurrection. Interesting.
Infrastructure
that's a good Star Trek
was
movie.
One of them.
Okay.
Perseverance.
Oh, that's nice. I like that one.
Was the Mars rover. Yeah. Nomad.
Okay.
Which came to light because of the movie Nomad.
I was going to say, one of your all-time favorite films. How many versions of that do you have now?
I didn't enjoy that as much as most people did.
Huh. Well, how irritated would you have been if Nomad had been the word of the year?
I mean,
you'd have been like, damn it.
It's one of the top 10 because of that movie.
And that irritates you.
Yes, it does irritate
Well, that's good. All right. Good.
But the actual word is vaccination.
Vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my booster shot on Saturday, actually, and it knocked on my ass yesterday.
Woo! What happened yesterday?
I woke up with, felt like someone was nailing nails into the back of my head.
Oh, excellent.
I had flashing lights in front of my eyes.
Oh, good.
I almost passed out when I stood up. I was going to puke everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Are you sure that was a booster?
No, it was probably a hangover. No, it was, I haven't had a drink in a long time, so it's a straight up booster.
Wow.
But within, a few hours, I slept until 4 p.m. I'm good to go now. I felt fine.
Now you're fine.
Yeah, so glad to get that out of the way. It knocked you down pretty hard, super hard.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Your booster?
It was a little rough, but...
Yeah.
But nothing compared to actually having it.
Right.
So.
What was the word of 2020?
I don't know the word of 2020.
That's a really interesting way to go back through time and see what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the word for 2020 was. This word, vaccination, was up 601%.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Over 2020, then vaccination became a thing, and then, people started searching, and that's how they choose.
Yeah, it became available in February of this year, is that right?
What word would you have picked?
I think that's a perfect word for this year. Yeah, I really can't. Do you have another one you think
pandemic.
Would be? Pandemic.
For sure.
Sure, that'd be 2020. Really?
Yes.
That'd be a perfect one for 2020.
I mean, it's still kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people love to say it's all over, but...
Still sort of a thing.
Really?
Still sort of a
I don't think exactly.
Other than that, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Anytime they want to go for sex, I'm okay with that as the word of the year.
Sex?
Yeah. Just good old-fashioned sex.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Why not?
That's just a catch-all.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime they can't decide, they just put in sex.
Yep.
All right. I like it.
So next year, if you guys can't come up with any... Oh, they won't. They're nerds.
It's a solid plan, and they don't have sex. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about people who got scammed on the internet. That happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I was, those stupid little games you play on your smartphone that you trying to kill time.
Yep.
And the commercials in between, I mean, they presented these really good ads. And this one presented the DeWalt 10-pack for $40.
Right.
So... I did and put all my information in, and lo and behold, I never got it.
Oh, man. But it looks completely real.
It really does. And it took me a little while to fish through everything, and I finally found a site that said, oh, yeah, no, this is a fake site.
Nice.
Out in Russia.
In Russia.
And Putin's sitting there rubbing his hands together going, more rubles.
Taking your money.
Exactly.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. I've been scammed before.
Yes. Tell us.
Facebook, there's a item, it's a little lowrider. And me being into lowriders as a kid, this is pretty cool deal. It was two for like $80.
Right.
And up in China, they sent me these cars that totally look different than what they were advertising. I made a claim with my bank. I got refunded, luckily.
Nice.
But it was a scam.
Yeah.
A lot of times your bank will do that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you just go ahead and you hit them up and you say, give me my damn money back if it happens to you. 818-955-KLOS. You were scammed.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we're talking about people who got scammed. We want to talk to you if someone ripped you off. Did that happen to you?
I'm going to tell you about a shady past of mine, which I've already done my repentance for, of how I used to scam people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I thought you might like that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It was a credit card thing. Well, just call me Ted, because I'm not going to give you my real name on this one.
All right.
Hi, Ted.
But I used to go to waiters and waitresses at, like, Morton Steakhouse, Black Angus, places like that, and pay them $100 and give them a little red box. And for every credit card, they scan through that black box. I'm sorry, I said red. I would give them $100. And I'd take that, and I'd download it on a computer, and I'd put someone else's credit card on my credit card and go shopping with it.
Wow. Wow. How long did you do that?
I did it for about a year. And I paid my time, and I'm very forgetful for what I did. And I'm just telling you guys this so other people can hear it and be wary of what actually happened.
You had to have somebody in the restaurant working with you, right?
Yes. I would find someone who was like, I'd see, because I used to do a lot of drugs and all that, and mm-hmm. someone I'd see that did drugs. I'd say, well, okay, I'll pay you to do this.
How do you think, how would you say to people to stay away from, you know, to be aware that it's just happened to them?
Just kind of watch your credit card.
Right, right. Just always check it, right.
They can't do it in the back room. They can't do it by your table. So they're generally doing it as they walk to where they go.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's safer to have the places that you scan at your table.
Right. Oh, very interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for turning things around. Well done, you.
Not a problem. Have a blessed day.
Thank right you, on, man. Take care.
KLOS, hello. Did you get scammed?
Well, I get regular emails telling me that my PayPal account and my Amazon account have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And they're obviously scams. Your listeners should know that all those companies have websites that you can forward those emails to help kind of squash them.
Yeah, I like that. I like forwarding those. Yeah, you can forward them to the real companies, and then they help to bring them down. That's a very good point. Thank you very much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was scammed.
You were scammed, yes. How?
Well, on not Twitter, but
Instagram?
Facebook?
No. Yeah, no.
MySpace?
No.
MySpace. GeoCities?
AOL?
Well, one of those.
TikTok. Yeah, it was TikTok.
All right.
There was an ad that said it was a limited promotional time offer from e-bikes,
mm-hmm.
offering one of their dirt e-bikes for $199, and it said that they were only giving out 100 of them at that price, and normally it's $3,500 bikes.
Right. That didn't seem too good to be true?
It did seem too good to be true, yeah. But something about, you know, it's a limited time promotional
right.
offer. We're only giving out 100 of these.
Right. That's a great deal, if it's real.
Right.
But look, some of them are easy to sniff out, but others really, really do fool you. They look great, and they look valid, and you do it.
You know, it helps to be incredibly cynical. As
yes,
I found.
It does. That's
I mean,
true.
That means you miss good right. opportunities in real life, but sometimes, I mean, you know, I do that all the time. I don't trust anything or anybody. So
yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You were scammed?
Yeah, by my 7-year-old daughter.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
How'd that happen?
She saw the password. She has an iPad. She's playing some games. She saw the password on my iPad. Typed it in,
mm-hmm.
spent $250.
Love it.
$250.
Dang, on what?
Game stuff, Roblox stuff.
Love it.
Digital trees, whatever.
Love it.
So I'm going through the account, I'm thinking, what the hell did you buy?
What kind of trouble did she get in? What was her punishment? Or a reward?
Luckily, we got the money back.
Yeah,
but she didn't lie about it. She didn't lie about it until we told her about the money. Then she started crying. She didn't get her iPad for a month. Probably got off light.
No, that's pretty good. You know. I think a month. That's a long time in 7 year old year. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. It's like Steve Martin's cat. There's $3,000 worth of cat toys out there. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Travis,
you got scammed?
Oh, so yeah, a few years ago I was selling a car, and a guy called me for, emailed me from Florida. Hey, I'll buy your car. I got a car lot here, blah, blah, blah. I said, fine, send me the check. So the check arrives, and before his driver with their car could come pick it up to ship it, I took it down to the bank to make sure the funds are good. The person at the bank looks at the check and goes, yeah, it's good.
Oh, no.
I said, well, why don't you check and make sure? Because it's like $14,000.
Right.
So she says, no, it's fine. Trust me, I work at a bank. And I started laughing. I go, I don't trust you at all.
Yeah.
It's your manager.
Yeah.
Manager calls it in, calls the bank that's in Florida and says, hey, here's a check that, you know, a cashier's check, blah, blah. And they go, oh, no, that's not our check.
Wow.
It was a fake check.
Wow.
But the driver still showed up the next day, and I had the sheriff there waiting for him.
Nice. Nicely done.
That's good.
Turnabout is fair play.
I love that. Right on. Yeah, never trust anybody who says trust me.
Yes, if they say trust me, don't.
That's, you just plain don't. Hello? Hello? Hello?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Damn crank calling kids.
Right. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we were doing a call in a few days ago.
Yep.
Which was what?
Hell if I know.
Remind me. Oh, shit.
I remember now. Fever dreams.
Fever dreams, yes.
Yeah. Talking about your COVID experience times two.
When your mind malfunctioned.
Right.
And somebody called in with an out-of-body experience, and we said, that may be for another day. Well, today's that day.
Today is that day.
Out-of-body experiences are fascinating to me. This is the call that we got on that day.
Yeah, I had tonsillitis when I was 17, and I had a 104 fever, and my parents took me to the hospital, and I vividly remember standing under a tree watching my dad take me out of the car and the two of them walking me into the hospital.
Wow.
Interesting. Oh,
so you were totally out of body.
Out of body.
Funky. So, wow, that's crazy. Tonsillitis.
That was very weird. Yeah, just tonsillitis.
Very interesting. So how do you reconcile that in your mind now? I mean, you don't believe that you were actually floating above yourself or whatever, or do you?
I don't know how else to think, but that I was standing there watching them take me out of the car and walk me to the hospital, and I walked in behind them and watched them work on me in the emergency room.
Wow. So weird.
That is awesome. Wow. That's crazy.
And when they started packing me in ice to try to get the fever down, then I was back in my mind.
Then you started feeling everything and you were back. Let me ask you a weird question. Yeah. Are you in any way kind of glad you had that experience? Like, you think it's an interesting life experience, or could you just completely do without it if you could edit it out?
No, I think it was an interesting life experience, actually.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Sluggo's happy for you.
Yeah, I am, weirdly.
I would take mine back.
I don't know how many brain cells I lost that day, but...
Well, I know that feeling. Cool.
Same.
Yeah.
We're all in that camp.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had one.
Yeah.
And it's super weird to me because it doesn't make sense with everything else I know about out-of-body experiences.
Tell us.
Is it always like somebody who's like her? She was in trouble physically and had a high temperature and was being worked on?
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like that?
No, not always. Uh-uh. I mean, that's common, but I think, why? So what's your...
At the other station, we got in trouble with the FCC.
What?
I know that's hard to believe.
Nah.
And the FCC took us to court.
Yeah, I remember that very well, my
friend.
Yes,
you do.
Yes, I do. Damn.
So they brought us in one by one, and they questioned us, and they were trying to get our stories to conflict so that they could prove that we were wrong.
Charge us money.
Yes. And there was one defense lawyer, and there were four FCC prosecuting lawyers.
Right.
And there was a judge to my right.
Oh, that guy was mad, too, wasn't he?
That guy was mad cow disease, that guy.
He's never smiled in his life, that judge.
I don't know who's supposed to send judges to control their temper, but somebody needs to take advantage of it. So I was sitting next to him, and the lawyer started yelling at me because they asked me who I was sitting by at the Christmas table, and I didn't remember.
Why would you remember?
And they were like, how can you not remember? Of course you remember.
We were
so then
wasted,
they started yelling, and then the defense lawyer got up and said, what are you talking about? If he doesn't remember, he doesn't remember. And it went on for a little while, and then the judge started yelling, and I thought, finally, the judge is going to come in and calm things down.
Shut it down.
And, you know, put some people in contempt and all that. I've seen TV. And the judge started yelling at me.
Yeah, really?
Yes,
really?
Question.
Wow.
How could you not remember?
Yeah, he yelled at me, too. He was so mad at me.
And I was like, at that moment, I was not there.
Really?
There was no reaction, and I was sort of up in the corner of the room, top corner of the room against the roof. Like, I wanted to be eating popcorn. Like, I was just sitting there watching, like, all four attorneys are screaming. The defense attorney is screaming. The judge is screaming. And I saw myself sitting in the witness chair.
You saw yourself. You could see yourself there.
Yes, in the witness chair.
And were you
I mean, it was really nothing.
Right.
All I was thinking in my mind was, never forget this. This is awesome. Never forget this. This is awesome.
Well, you were under a great deal of stress at that moment. You were in a traumatic experience. You could be fined, and we were. You could be in trouble. We were. And you could have lost your job, which somehow we didn't.
What scared me more than that was that we could have lost the station their license.
Oh my God.
And that was what was really horrible. Stressful.
So that's very yes, maybe it is always under some sort of traumatic tradition.
Guess.
How long did it last, that experience?
Not very long, maybe 45 seconds, but like a decent amount of time where I went, wow, look at this. This is really cool. Look at the prosecuting attorneys. They're so mad. Look at the judge. Isn't the judge supposed to be doing something about the people who are mad? And I was just like taking it all in and thinking about it.
Wow, that's weird.
And then all of a sudden I was back in the witness chair and I was just looking around like somebody's going to have to stop talking because I wouldn't be able to be heard if I yelled.
So he's like, can we get some nachos? Break stuff. Keith, fries!
That's the only time that's it's ever happened to me.
Yeah. Wow.
And I've been in the hospital before, and I've been in trouble before.
You've had a lot of...
take it easy.
You've had quite your share.
I have, sure.
Man.
I've also had quite my share of fun. But that's the only time I've ever had an out-of-body experience.
That qualifies.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Yeah. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that where I saw myself. And I
kind of see myself very clearly as if I was someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I recognize myself, of course, because I'm not that dumb. But I saw the person sitting there, and it was me, but there was no feeling whatsoever.
Love it. Very interesting.
It was super weird.
Now, you had told her here that you wouldn't want to have that kind of experience she had to that extreme. Would you now?
I don't like her experience.
Right, because, she was,
she was going in and getting taken care of.
She was so bad if she was going to the ER.
Hospital,
and
right.
So, but would, are you, you said you enjoyed this, you wanted to remember it.
Yes.
It's something you want to keep in your head now, right?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Cool.
Yes.
I wonder about that.
Because
like
that
people
was awesome.
Having their, these.
Now that I know it worked out.
Right. Right.
It was awesome.
Yes. These
then, then I wasn't so sure.
Sure. There's a lot of these people have out-of-body experiences. Do you want to
Take it back?
Forget
if
it.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So if you had an out-of-body experience, that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You had an out-of-body experience. Didn't have to be medical, but most of them seem to be.
Yeah, traumatic at least, most
traumatic,
likely.
Yes. Yeah. So 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We're talking about out-of-body experiences. You had one?
I was in college, and we were experimenting with some stuff called Salvia Devinorum.
Sure.
And I packed it into a weed bowl and accidentally didn't notice that there was some high potency THC in there mixed with Salvia Devinorum, and that caused me to pass out and have a out-of-body experience.
And what did it look like in your out-of-body experience? Where were you? What were you doing?
Well, I actually told my friend who was sitting next to me on the couch to look after me after I took that hit, but he kind of got stuck and forgot, and I passed out and caused my neck to go in a certain way where it obstructed the air or circulation, so I passed out, and I pretty much was gone, and I could see myself leaning on the couch with my neck in an awkward position.
So you're cutting off your blood supply.
Yeah, and I could see what my friend was doing and everything from above my body. And
you're like, wake up, you asshole! You're supposed to look after me.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I like my body, man.
Wow, right on. Thank you for calling. I'm going to guess a lot of them are going to have to do with some narcotics.
But I would rather they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. Exactly. Because I mean,
although that seems super valid.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Victor.
Yes,
Victor, you're out of body experience, please.
This was about 20 years ago. I was going through divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And ex-wife and I were sitting in a big round table with the realtor there. We're going to sell the house. And we're going back and forth. And all of a sudden, I saw myself up in the corner, looked at what was going on. And I saw myself jump up over the table.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on here? I was thinking to myself. But I saw that and that kept repeating in my head as I'm looking at it.
But you didn't actually do that.
I didn't actually, but I was, it was a weird, like I was watching a movie.
Right. That's kind of like how they do it in movies, where they'll just like suddenly, kind of put what you're thinking in your head. Thanks for calling, man. That's an interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Bizarre sort of take on it.
Hey, hello.
Hi there. We're talking about out-of-body experiences.
Yep. Yeah, I had one. It was, I'll try to make it quick. It was kind of a drug bender. I was on all kinds of stuff, coke, crank, all this other stuff, and I was laying down, and I seen myself laying there. I was basically floating above myself. I don't know, I tripped out. I thought I was having an OD, but I wasn't, and woke up, and I'm fine. And I would not want to forget it for anything.
Right. That's, very interesting.
Forgot to ask that question.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS, your out-of-body experience.
And we're talking about out-of-body experiences, and it seems to me like we're about 50-50 with drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe even a little less.
Maybe 40, less?
Yeah, 40 40, on drugs. Yeah.
All right. Still fascinating topic. You had an out-of-body experience?
My mom was like really ill and close to maybe like a year from dying. Mm-hmm. And I was undergoing all the stress from being her caregiver. Mm-hmm. My wife wanted to move out of the house, move out of town. And then I was losing weight and all sorts of weird stuff physically. And then like one night, it was the most bizarre thing that... it's like I got picked up by these. I guess they must have probably been angels. I think because I sort of recognize them. I go, oh, it's you guys again.
Wow, that's weird.
Interesting.
Do you think you'd ever seen them when you were kids or when you were a kid or anything?
Well, I don't know when it would have been, man, but maybe they were my guardian angels or who knows what it was. And then, like, when I came back to my body later in the evening, what I was able to detect was that there was sort of like an unusual odor around the neck of my pajamas, like it was sort of like an anesthetic or like a cleaning something, as though it took that much to get you back into your soul, back into your body or something. It was weird, man.
Wow.
Were you on drugs?
No, I had to give them up, man. Yeah. Before that.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is a terrible time for you. I'm glad you got through
it. But I was grateful for it, man, because it really helped me sort out some things later, a few days later.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Very interesting. Dude, thank you very much for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
This goes back to when I was a teenager. Myself and my boyfriend and all of his friends were into four-wheel drive and going off-roading.
Mm-hmm.
One night it was really raining. It was winter.
What do you think that is? She dying?
Dying? Are you dying, Nav? Are you still out there? You actually lying on the roadside? She's flatlining! Wow, that was weird.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then.
Well, we are glad you made it off the mountain. Hi, KLOS. Who's this? But apparently you died.
Hi, my name is Corey. I had surgery probably about 15 years ago, and I was in out. I was at home recovering in my bed, and all of a sudden I felt myself floating up, and I was all of a sudden on my ceiling looking down at myself laying in bed, and I was like, whoa, this is trip, man. These drugs must be really cool. And so all of a sudden I felt myself floating, like if I just wanted to float right out my bedroom window. And I don't know how, but I ended up back in my body. And I remember my mom was helping to take care of me.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about that, because I did have a weird experience where I felt as though if I were to make the choice of moving towards the light, I would have gone. I mean, do you feel that was what you were being offered at that moment in time, the choice?
I think about it now, and I think so. I really do. But, probably in my subconscious mind somewhere, I had a daughter. She was young at the time, so I probably was like, wait, I'm not ready to leave my daughter yet.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was very young myself, so. Very interesting. That is very... Well, we're glad you stayed, and I'm sure your daughter's glad you stayed.
Yes, very glad.
Please, so make that choice, people.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to tell you my cool
story. That was great. Thank you very much. 818-955-KLOS, your out-of-body experience.
We're talking this hour about out-of-body experiences. You have one?
Yeah, I actually had one about 5 years ago, so about a week or so before I decided to leave my ex-wife at the time,
I had a crazy out-of-body experience where I was asleep next to her, and I found myself walking into our bedroom, and I ended up dragging myself out of bed to the front yard. And apparently there was a weird shadow in the front yard. I wake up, weirdly enough, the day I decided to leave my ex-wife, I ended up finding out that she was actually cheating on me.
Wow, that's weird. So you don't think that it wasn't like a dream? Was it something trying to make it clear that you were making the right choice?
Probably, but I clearly saw myself laying in bed, and I went and I just grabbed myself, and I legitimately felt myself like being tugged out of bed. It was crazy.
That's weird. Were you totally stone cold sober that night?
I've been sober for 10 years, man.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. That's bizarre.
Thank you for calling. You can't really discredit any of this stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know?
We've so much experience we've heard from people over the years, especially the last 20 years. It's just like clearly some weird stuff going on.
And clear memories of especially these.
Yeah.
Every specific detail.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Caleb. Who's this?
This is Michael from Irvine, and I've got two Ubi stories for you.
All right. Give us your best one.
One happened to me in 74. Another one was actually something that we studied about in college. And the one that happened to me, I was riding my motorcycle, dirt bike riding, and trying to catch up with my little brother because he got taken off and hit it probably about 65 miles an hour. And by the way, going to the Ubies, a lot of times they happen when something is about to happen to you that's going to be traumatic as well, and that's what happened to me.
I got you.
I hit this little rut, like a rain rut, and I came down. I was going 65, and I could see that my front tire was aiming at something that was greater than half of my tire size. So
right.
I went flipping and flying, but right before that happened, that split second, I was catapulted above my body, and I watched myself and the motorcycle go flying and flipping for probably about 60, 70 feet. And then I was on the ground, and I was almost like a shoop. I was back in my body again. And, yeah, I almost started to feel the pain at that point. But that was a really wild occurrence, and so I decided that I wanted to study about this when I got into college. And there was this one that just really kind of flipped me out, which was, there was a guy who was on the operating table who flatlined. He had been blind since birth. And yet, during the time that he was flatlined, all of a sudden, he said it was the first time he could ever see in his lifetime. And he was looking at everything from the top of the roof.
Wow, that's weird.
Everybody was wearing, everybody was saying,
wow,
everybody
that's
was
crazy.
Doing.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's one of those things you just can't freaking explain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, totally. Agreed. Yeah, especially someone who's been blind from birth and
that's
able to
crazy.
Yeah, describe what was going on down below.
And there's lots of documented cases like this as well about Ubies.
Right. Yeah, no, I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't call them Ubies, but still.
That was an 80s movie, wasn't it? The Ubies?
Craig in Torrance. You out there? You got your ears on? Craig in Torrance took part in our Your Top Favorite 5 KLOS Bands and Songs thing. Been asking for a while now, and I'm sure you've heard it. We want to hear what your favorite songs are from your favorite bands on KLOS. And Craig in Torrance answered our precious question. So we're going to play his 5 songs. Right after these exciting...
The song Desire is brought to you by the letter U and the number 2 and the Children's Television Network.
All right. What is your desire? What is it you want to hear? Your top 5 favorite songs from your top 5 favorite bands. We've been asking online for a while now at KLOS.com. And we're going to throw you Craig from Torrance's list of favorites, starting with AC/DC on 95.5 KLOS. If you were to ask Craig from Torrance what his 5 favorite songs are, he would tell you the ones you're hearing right now. We've been asking for your top 5 at KLOS.com, and it's Craig from Torrance's turn. Craig from Torrance, I'm right there with you, man. We've been asking what your 5 favorite songs from your favorite artists on KLOS are. We're playing them here and there, off and on, every single weekday till the end of the year here on KLOS. And so far, AC/DC, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution, and one of Craig's favorite. He had the Foo Fighters and Metallica on the list, Black Sabbath right there. And one more song now for Craig from Torrance. That's the first song I remember ever playing on a jukebox.
Wow. It was like that's quite a specific memory.
Yep.
I mean, it's like
what was the restaurant?
We were traveling somewhere. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Not acceptable.
Nope. And I'm going to say Albuquerque. Let's say New Mexico because okay. I had my dime. Saw it was on there. It was brand new, and I love that song. Ooh, that's the one they play on the radio. I like that. I'm going to spend my dime on it. So I was like,
remember when it was a dime?
Yeah, that's what's sad.
Another story out of Florida. This is shocking.
Florida?
There's a doctor there who operated on the wrong testicle. Now, I went to the website to find out more information about it, and they had one of those robot reports, but I found it relatively funny. So here's the robot.
Okay, cool.
A Tampa doctor did surgery on the wrong testicle.
Why don't we just have all of this? All DJs are like this from now on. All newscasters.
Just sound robotic?
Yes.
June 22nd, 2021. A Tampa urologist marked a patient's right testicle for removal of enlarged veins and did the procedure on that testicle.
Very strange to hear a robot theme.
It is. Testicle. That's why I found it funny.
Yeah.
But the September 2019 procedure was supposed to be done on the left testicle.
Oops.
Dr. Raul Fernandez Crespo has been fined $2,500 by the state of Florida Board of Medicine.
That's it? $2,500 for messing up the wrong...
That's not all.
No. Don't you? It'd be me more.
The board also has issued a letter of concern. The board's final order concerning the matter was filed Thursday.
I'm concerned.
I am concerned about your balls.
We're very concerned that you're operating on the wrong naughty bits.
According to Florida Department of Health online records, the administrative complaint filed by the Department of Health says Fernandez Crespo's patient showed up on September 10, 2019, for a varicocelectomy, a surgery to remove enlarged veins.
That sounds
I don't know what that is.
I don't want it.
I know that.
Varicoceles, enlarged scrotal veins, can be a source of male infertility, pain, and may even impair testosterone production. The complaint says, prior to the procedure, while in conversation with patient CF, Fernandez Crespo marked the right testicle, the incorrect testicle, for the procedure.
Dude,
so they're talking.
Right.
And he marks the wrong one.
What is he, like, going in blind because he doesn't want to look?
I don't know.
I can't look at this.
There are only two. He had a 50-50 chance.
Right?
And Fernandez Crespo, following his erroneous mark, did a varicocelectomy on the right testicle.
I mean, please, though, she does pronounce everything correctly.
Yes, it's quite erroneously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During the procedure, Fernandez Crespo realized that patient CF had consented to a left testicle varicocelectomy.
She's going to start throwing out some, I can't even believe this. As a robot, I am ashamed of you humans. I'm concerned.
Fernandez Crespo then performed a left testicle varicocelectomy. In addition to the aforementioned letter of concern and $2,500 administrative fine.
Right, hold up right there.
Right.
So by the way, did the right one, which is the wrong one.
Right.
And then did the left one, which is the right one.
Oh, he did that after.
Two for the price of one. I don't see the problem.
No, yeah, hold on a second.
Fernandez Crespo must pay $2,045.56 reimbursement of Department of Health costs in dealing with this case. And give a one-hour lecture on wrong site surgeries at a medical facility approved by the board.
All right, here's how you do it. You go in really drunk, and you got this guy, and you don't want to be looking at stuff. You know, you just kind of mark whatever.
Does he just have to stand up there
for
like
an
a
hour.
Dunce?
Yeah.
Like with a dunce cap on in the corner and say, listen, I operate on the wrong ball. What do you want from me?
Can we throw stuff at him if he's like, boo, the whole time, just throwing paper?
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's it for me and Sluggo.
Somewhere Carol Burnett is very upset that you cut off her song.
She's very upset you were singing her song.
I suppose that's probably true. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know, isn't there something very familiar about this goodbye break?
I don't know what you're saying.